Rights group Saka Liha says it is opposed to mandatory COVID-19 vaccine policy, saying several organizations are against the so-called social monitoring systems. In his address to the nation last Sunday, President Cyril Ramaphosa announced that government is looking into making vaccines mandatory for certain activities. Now, this comes as several universities and campuses have announced that mandatory vaccinations for staff and students. Africa's largest wireless carrier, the MTN Group, went a step further yesterday when it announced that it is prepared to fire employees who don't comply with the mandatory vaccine policy unless they qualify for exemption. For more on this, we're joined on the line by the National Employer Association of South Africa's CEO, Gerard Papenfuss. A very good morning to you and welcome.
Hello, Elvis. Good morning.
Gerard, what is your take on this mandatory vaccination in the workplace?
I'm absolutely against it, Elvis. This is the worst possible manner in which South Africa can approach our dilemma. Vaccination is not the answer. But let's not talk about the vaccines and the merit, but let's just talk about the freedom of choice. You know, the bodily integrity of an individual, his right to choose, is worth more than all the assets of all these B corporates put together. The moment we start telling people what they must do with their own bodies, and I say this from a business point of view, we are embarking on extremely dangerous territory, which will take South Africa to a place where we do not want to be. These big corporates, the decision makers there, is totally out of touch with their own people. Do they expect that a small businessman employing 10, 20 people will tell his people, you must be jabbed, because it's not a vaccine, it's an experimental injection. You must be jabbed. And if you don't, then I will dismiss you. Government is making a big mistake here because business will not do it. Mm-hmm. You know your people. You know your people. You're in touch with them. You work with them. You see them every day, and you want to see there. There's a good worker of yours. Leave your workplace. Walk out of your workplace. Because he says, I don't want to do that. I respect my body. And whether you're right or wrong, you have the right to make that decision. The big corporates sit there in their high towers. And I tell you, monopolies are more dangerous than socialists. Mm-hmm. More dangerous than socialists. They sit in their high towers, and they make decisions what's happening on the ground. They feel nothing for their people. Nothing. Nothing for their people,
yes.
And they make their decisions. It's wrong. It's the worst possible decision.
Now, we've heard that MTN, of course, will fire employees who don't adhere. So would it be legal for such companies to fire those employees who don't comply with the mandatory vaccine policy?
Well, you know, government, talking about the Department of Labor and in Employment and Labor, has issued directives. Now, I've written an article, not I specifically, but my organization has written an article, many articles, in fact, where we spelled out how very difficult it is to do that. And the Department of Labor, in issuing that directive, specifically said that this is not giving a go-ahead for people to dismiss people for not wanting to vaccinate. That's what they say specifically. I think there will be huge court cases forthcoming here. Now, I've advised, and they also have a constituency of thousands of businesses. I have advised these businesses, do not go there. It will destroy your business eventually. It will, first of all, you're legally on the wrong side. But secondly, you will destroy the spirit in your workplace. You will bring division. You will not recover from this.
But Mr. Papenfuss, how will the country then achieve herd immunity unless the majority of our population is vaccinated?
How if we achieved herd immunity of every flu challenge that we've had? Herd immunity comes from from natural immunity. Natural immunity. Now, of course, if the person says, I want the vaccine, I say, go for it. That's your decision. That's fine. But, you know, the biggest mistake that we've made is our approach towards this challenge. We've locked people down. We've asked them to wear masks. You know, we've locked children down. We've weakened their immune systems. We would have been over this thing. The whole world is surprised. This is a madness that we've been subjected to. This is madness. Why is it? I mean, can't people see that this is a globally coordinated attack against people? Mm-hmm. It was not necessary. This was, COVID is dangerous. I've had it. I was quite sick. I was in the hospital, but I was sick. You feel sick. It's a terrible flu. It's terrible. But the fact is to do what we've done to people, God has given us a natural immunity. We can fight anything with our bodies. It is inherent in us.
All right. That's where we got to leave it.
We can win this thing.
Gerard Papenfuss, the National Employee Association of South Africa. He's the CEO. Let's now take a look at how labor organizations